Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, we're big dog lovers on this show, aren't we, Brooke?
Yes.
I don't have a dog.
No.
But I will one day. And I spend probably a bit too much time thinking about nice names for dogs. Yeah. I'll just have, you know, phases like Marge is sweet, or you could just call a dog Bubby. Just cut to the middleman. Don't give him a formal name. Just give it a cute nickname. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Oh, come on, Bubby. Bubby.
The thing with dogs, especially, I think, is you name them something and then you never call them that. They have nicknames always.
That's the whole thing. I'm trying to bypass that. I came up with, I think, a killer dog name yesterday.
Okay.
Brooke 2.
Brooke 2.
You could call her Tutu.
Right.
The other thing is, if I had a dog named Brooke 2 on radio, I could say anything I want and people wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Oh, Brooke's peed all over the carpet last night.
You don't know if it's me or the dog.
Brooke started biting. She's got a bit of a thick coat lately, hasn't she, Brooke? Gonna have to put Brooke outside.
I don't know how I feel about this, you naming a dog after me.
Should be an honour.
You think?
Yeah. I think you're powerless to resist the charms of a little dog, a little Tutu.
There is a child born to this world who I inspired the name of. That is an honour.
There we go.
I don't know, something about an animal. I just, also that would confuse me because I wouldn't know who you're talking about.
It's very selfish. I've just laid my heart on the line there.
Also Brooke 2, could it be like Brooke the 2nd, something a bit more regal?
Yeah, I think I'd spell it with two I's. I'd spell Roman numerals, not a digit.
Yeah, everyone's just going to call the dog Brooke.
Well, I'm willing to risk it.
I hope you just stick with Marge.